New Thought Media Network. We are a global broadcast network of positive music, media, and entertainment. Inspiring humanity's evolution along the journey of enlightenment and creating a world of love, peace, empowerment, and prosperity for all. New Thought Media Network. Positively inspiring.
Welcome to Ministers Talking Sh**, a weekly program where Rev Briz and Rev Z and their guests chat about current affairs, world events, spiritual principles, and any old sh**. They want to talk about. Based on the New Thought philosophy and ancient wisdoms, Ministers Talking Sh** shares a visionary perspective of the evolving spiral called spiritual living. Join us each week as we explore the emerging paradigm of life on planet Earth and beyond.
And hello again, dear ones. Reverend Robert Weedy over here.
Rev Z right here.
Michelle Wadley right here, their guest. How are you all this morning? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We are so excited. Rev Jersey Girl, Michelle Wadley is with us again today. You've been on the show before, and we love having you here with us on a Friday morning. So welcome back to Ministers Talking Shit.
Thank you.
It's a glorious day in the neighborhood. Good Friday, everybody.
That's right. Good Friday. And I just let you know, the main reason why I like to be on the show is because you say the word shit so often.
Right up my alley.
There we go. Exactly.
Oh, language has its perks.
It does. You know, and it's fun. Well, no, I'll go down a road that you're not wanting to go down. So I'll let you guys start us off. Tangents. I love tangents.
Tangents, exactly. And that's what we love on this program. So remember, folks, you're welcome to chime along, chat along, drop a comment. Let us know if we're getting off the rails here or not as we go along today. And speaking of going off the rails, I love this story. Ex-President Donald Trump is hawking Bibles now. And I got to say, the thing that strikes me the most is it is like the most blatant disregard for the concept of the separation of church and state I've ever seen. Because his big selling point on all of this was that there is a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Pledge of Allegiance in the front of it all. So you can get your U.S. Constitution right there where you get your Bible. I don't think the man's ever read either of them in their entirety. And that's a whole nother story. But
well, no, it's not. Not really. No. Can you...
And the funny thing about it is, and the funny thing is, you know, is that he's doing it like a snake oil salesman. And for $59.99, you too can get a Bible and this, and it's just making a mockery of the Christian religion and their sacred book. And it's like, really now? And you're going to buy that? I mean, both. You're going to buy both of them. You're going to buy him, and then you're going to buy the Bible from him? Give me a break. I just think it's mockery and ludicrous. We'll see how many sell.
So here's the thing. I really, truly disturbs me, and I don't understand. I am not against, in general, the Republican Party. Both parties have value. Both parties have a point. I trust that there are a lot of highly educated individuals serving on the Republican Party, in the Republican Party. What I don't understand, why does it seem that there's such a small portion of us willing to call out his shit? I don't understand. Do they really want this man because if he's in office, they think he's going to support their agenda? How naive is that? Has he not proven his disloyalty? And the I don't understand. Intelligent people from the party, they got to rise up and they got to grow a pair. I mean,
I agree.
Go ahead, Robert.
I think he's got pictures of everybody in some way, shape, or another. Everybody in Washington's probably done something they don't want anybody to know about. And I think he's got the photo album to prove it all. And he's holding that over everybody. But on a more, but I also see, I think, some that are starting to push back in their own way. Ken Buck, not just announcing that he wouldn't run for re-election, but actually retiring as of last Friday, which throws the congressional balance in the House, makes it a very thin margin. And I'm pretty sure I just saw another U.S. House is losing three committee Republican committee chairs currently as of last week. I think there is a quiet quitting going on within the Republican Party to ensure this doesn't continue to happen.
But quitting doesn't solve the problems. Saying no and staying in the room, that solves the problem. You know, it annoys the hell out of me when people say, oh, I don't want any problems. I don't want to run for office, or I don't want to volunteer. Well, you can't be part of the solution if you're not at the damn table. And what the hell, really? Is he the best they got? Do they really believe there's no one else?
Oh, well, part of the challenge is we now live in the cancel culture, right? And so
that would work right about now, see. So,
yeah, it's so easy for someone to make a statement or do something that's someone catch a sound bite or take it out of context or use AI if necessary to make it look that way. Like I just saw the other day, they took a normal speech of Nancy Pelosi. They slowed the speech down with the video to make her appear drunk, right? And then they put it out there, right? And so people are afraid, and in some cases, rightly so, that it doesn't take much for someone to take something, drop it on social media, right, wrong, or indifferent, and just really cause havoc in your life, your family's life, your finances, your safety. I mean, just think, Trump just got cited a little bit. He made a statement about the judge over his New York case, and he cited the judge's daughter by name. Now, we already saw what happened to Nancy Pelosi's husband, right? Because of that. I mean, this will get very dangerous very quick. And people like, I mean, that's their right, right? And people have to choose what side of the fence they're going to come down. But it's going to get to that if we can't get some guardrails around this thing.
It's interesting because it's very quick. And I don't want to, and I'm with Michelle, right? Like, I don't hate the Republican Party. I love that we have balance, that we're not a dictatorship, that America has some form of discussion. Unfortunately, it's become untenable, really, I think, which is what Z is saying, to publicly speak about a lot of things. Yeah. And if you do, the death threats get started. And I watch even, you know, mid-level YouTube people that are like, okay, now don't go calling these people or threatening these people just because I disagree with them. But unfortunately, that's where we've gotten to, is that thanks to a few media outlets that get sued for millions and millions of dollars because they lie about voting machines and things like that, have brainwashed a large portion of the American population. And they have that portion of the American population still believes that guns are the answer, that you meet your adversaries with violence and vitriol and hatred and death threats. I think there's probably a lot of
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I was just contemplating that statement about the Republicans, right? And when have we got to the point to say that Democrats in general aren't concerned about fiscal policy? They aren't concerned about budgets. They aren't, the things that the Republicans have as their hallmark. And to say that one side only wants to deal with that and the other side only want to deal with social programs and giving away money and causing deficits. I mean, there's not a person in there worth their salt. I don't care what party you're in that does not look at your money and try to budget it and try to figure out, who's getting paid this week, who's not getting paid this week, and who can I borrow it from to get through next. I mean, that's just life in a personal person or a country or a community. And so to say that one party has a lock, stock, barrel hold on these kind of ideas is ludicrous. But we've divided the country and divided the conversation. And we, like you said, we can't have an honest debate to get to what's real and what's not and make good decisions. I mean, think about the decision that's going to be made about that bridge collapse and accident in Baltimore. Well, I mean, what's that's going to, they say it's already costing $200 million a day because no ships are coming in. I mean, you do that for a month and we got a problem, right? And it's going to take at least a month, if not longer.
And all the cargo that's stuck on either side, all that cargo not being delivered, the trickle-down effect of this is going to be enormous, enormous. Yep. I don't know what cargo was on it, but we can expect some price hikes for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll take advantage of it.
They say that port is good for one of the major things is cars and appliances and some other, but those were two of the big ones, I think they said, that comes through there, right?
Yeah, holy cow.
It's going to be interesting.
But to go back to the thing you were saying, one of the issues is that this, not necessarily about the money, but some of the complaints that the Democrats have about the Republicans and the Republicans have about the Democrats, the complaints are the same. Some of them are the exact, like, they're trying, the whole vaccine thing. Each side accusing the other side of being in cahoots for whatever reason. So whoever is the, because this comes down to a lot of PR, right? This comes down to who is selling these issues and who decided what issues to use on their campaign. And I don't believe. You get a good marketing expert, you can skew anything. And a lot of what goes on here for me doesn't serve the actual needs of what we're talking about. We're being told what to care about. And unless you question everything, you buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Last week, Marjorie Taylor Greene announced a recall vote for the current Speaker of the House, and that she was, she wasn't going to call for the vote, but she filed the papers and yada, 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 yada. And almost immediately was texting her fundraising campaign saying, the text that I saw literally said, I need to make money off this. Right? There's like, now we're getting direct proof. It only took a few hours from that bridge collapse, and Alex Jones and other conspiracy theories were already swinging this into a conspiracy that before anybody even knew what the hell was going on. And it's interesting. I found this YouTuber who his whole channel is about shipping containers, cargo ships. And he had the satellite data and he had the communications. He said, okay, this is what happened at this time. This is what happened at 124. This is what happened at 126. This is what happened at 127. And this is the ship hitting the bridge. And it looks like all the evidence points to there was an electrical failure. The ship lost power. A ship of that size losing power is not an easy, you know, just turn it on and turn it off again. They got power back. The video evidence shows, and the data from the ship itself shows that they turned on their emergency backup motors and all this stuff, and they were fine. Mm-hmm. So all the evidence you could find was pointing towards they were doing the right thing.
Right, mechanical error.
Mm-hmm. And there's almost immediately people out there specifically on the right side, on the right wing, specifically in that far right movement that immediately wanted to make it about a terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. Who and what idiot designed this bridge? What, you know, this ship was filled with, and it was just almost immediately we're all in that question of like, well, what the hell did happen then? We've called it a post-truth world before. And I think this bridge, mm-hmm. this accident, see, and that's the thing. They call it a bridge collapse. It's not a bridge collapse. The bridge did not collapse because of the bridge. This was an industrial accident.
Yeah, somebody
made mistakes, and yes, somebody needs to be held accountable, whether that's the pilot of the ship or the maintenance, the guy in the head of maintenance that forgot to change the circuit breaker. We don't know. But even there, I just did it. It's the guy who didn't change the circuit breaker's fault, right? It's that easy to start a conspiracy.
Yeah, you'll see that on a meme.
Somebody gonna pick that up. Mm-hmm. If anybody's watching, feel free. No, right.
let's not be the creator of more.
Yeah. The 24-hour news cycle has become a monster that must be fed. And there are people like Alex Jones and others that are all too eager to feed it anything. With no proof, with no backing, with no understanding of Alex Jones saw a ship hit a bridge and went, oh, money. How can I make money on this? Marjorie Taylor Greene has a vote she doesn't like. Oh, how can I make money off of this?
Here's the interesting thing you said. The 24-hour news cycle by definition has to create news, because I find it hard to believe that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, that there is that kind of news that needs to be broadcasted 5, 6, 7 times an hour, right? So which means they have to manufacture it, right? So they'll take one story and they'll start spinning it. They'll look at it from 6 ways to Sunday and report as if each one of those slices is a story unto itself, when it's really the whole truth and nothing but the truth, if you will, about one story. But the way they spin it, you get confused about what's going on. I'm a news connoisseur. I like to stay informed, but I'm at the point now where, you know, let's bring back the, and I guess you can't even do it there, but let's bring back the news magazines and the newspapers, right? Okay, I know who the editors are, so I can read it with a certain filter, but when I have to see it and the goriness of it, if you will, you know, how many news stories do we see now that says, you know, this content may be disturbing, don't let your kids watch it, or it may be racially charged or politically charged. I mean, come on.
They now report on themselves, which is what perpetuates. So Andrew Tate makes a comment and somebody comments that, and somebody makes a report that it's a conspiracy, it's not true, there's nothing to it, and then Fox News picks it up and reports on the fact that somebody reported on the fact that it's all, that there are no facts here. There's this sinkhole of, I said that. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. Well, maybe you did say it, but it's not real. Well, no, I did say it, and it is real, and it's a mess.
I want to bring, I'm going to try to find the links in a moment. I'll put it in the comment. What I now do is I subscribe to a variety of news resources that are, well, a couple of them a little too focused to, you know, rainbows and butterflies, but that's okay. But one is called 1440, and then there's another one, and it's a way they deliver news without all the fluffy commentary. This is what happened. And because we are being hypnotized, we are being gaslighted, and no, I don't trust anything I see anymore because I know what's the capability. I was watching a movie a week ago or so with my son, and one of the actors, I'm watching his face. I'm like, Michael, do you see that on his face? And it's almost like CGI was doing something with this guy's eyes. It was, it did not look real. And I kept looking suspiciously at it. And so now when I'm on social media, and I hope that somebody does buy into this idea, I never watch anything that I believe, even think is created through AI or CGI. I think it would be good for us to not give power to any of that and keep taking it back. If it doesn't look like real people, because you could see they're not the same. You know, if you don't see humanity in the eyes of the thing you're watching, scroll past it. Honestly, because if it keeps catching everyone's attention, then who's delivering the message? Who is actually behind the reporting of everything? And I think the only way to, or one of the ways to just stop some of that insanity is to scroll past those things. You got to. Just my thought about it. I'm going to try to get that.
I would love to see that. When you think, and some of this stuff, it appears to be manufactured. We were just talking about before we jumped on the air, there was the big brouhaha in 2 years ago between Ron DeSantis, the former candidate for Republican Party, had this big fight against Disney, the biggest employer in the state of Florida, about LGBTQ rights, right? Lots of rhetoric going back and forth. This and that, we taking this. And then just the other day, Wednesday or Thursday, one of those days, they reached the out of court settlement to whatever the points were. And because it's out of court, there is no public record of it. So we'll never know what was what or who was who. But how much airtime did that get? How much fodder and how much soupy mess was stirred up by this thing for 2 years, and now they've settled out of court. Disney's not going anywhere. They couldn't go anywhere. They got so much money invested in that Kissimmee, Orlando, Central Florida region, and the state couldn't afford to let them go because of tourists and the jobs. And I mean, so why was there not an opportunity to sit down and have this conversation 2 years ago without the rhetoric?
It infuriates me sometimes that we allow some of these conversations to get to the front line and use up the resources, all of the resources of our government. So I feel like a judge should look at some things and go, no, guys, we ain't having this.
We're not having this, exactly.
Yeah, this ain't happening on our watch. I mean, at some point, I'm getting more cynical, and I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to. I don't think we have to be more cynical, but it does lead down that path, and I'm along with you on that. But we definitely have to be, you know, as they used to have on the commercials, inquiring minds want to know. We have to be more critical thinkers. We have to be more inquisitive. We can't just take what's being sold to us because it's easy, right? You know, it's easy for me to go get a microwave dinner. A little more challenging to go buy some carrots and onions and, you know, celery and do that to it. But it's a better meal.
I remember one of the Mueller report. Mm-hmm. The Mueller report came out. The Mueller report came out, and it said what it said. And all it took was Donald Trump saying lies. It's all lies. And every one of his people immediately just said, okay, it's all lies. They had, and Jordan Klepper, who I love, did hit one of his men in the street type segments. And he got this guy who was like, it's all right there in the report. All you got to do is read the report. Just read the report. It's all right there in the report. He said this. No. And Klepper just asked him, so you read the report? The guy goes, no, I didn't read the report. But all you got to do is read the report, and you'll see that it's right there. He goes, but, you know, and Klepper just kept pushing him to get him on camera, acting like saying these things like, oh, no, I don't have to read the report. Somebody told me what's in the report, so I know what's in the report because somebody told me. But you should read the report so you know. And it's like, that's the problem. Z, I think you're hitting it on the nail on the head there. That so few people are willing to look at anything other than the approved media for their side, and for and there aren't even any real sides here. But Michelle,
they're very much our sides.
Well, I want to thank you for putting the 14. I'll come back to why I said that. I want to thank you for putting the join 1440 link in the links for today, because I also belong to 1440. I get their daily email, and I read their daily email every day to help me see, okay, these are the stories that are happening, and it helps me to recognize the propaganda when I see it.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It helps to scroll more quickly and say, oh, no, that's talking point. We'll just keep going past that. So,
and you can tell, too, like you just said about the lies, because all of a sudden these sound bites are delivered to all the newscasters and everybody. And if you switch through the channels, they're using the exact mm-hmm. same language. Yeah. What the hell is that? I mean, I know what it is, but
yeah.
Wow, have we become so hypnotized that we don't question? I mean, the thing before I left my pulpit, and I still, wherever I am, the message I keep delivering everywhere is question everything, question everyone, mm-hmm. question the authorities, question your doctor, read the labels. Like, let's stop being hypnotized.
Edward Abbey wrote,
always
question all authority all the time. We lose sight.
And what we've allowed ourselves to become, unfortunately, and I'll take my part in it, we've allowed ourselves to become lab rats, right? We take these things, and they're experimenting on us with the medicines, and not that, you know, we don't need the medicines, or we don't need the news, or no. The point I'm making is, as Michelle was saying, when I take my medicine, whatever it is, I go and read what the side effects are. I go and read what's going on, and I make a personal consent that, given the condition that I'm trying to work with, I'm
I'm comfortable to a certain degree with the side effects. Mm-hmm. It's like on social media with all these apps. If you don't agree to all of the stuff that they got that most people never read, you won't have access to the app. So most people just say check, 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 boom, gone. Now, you've given them rights to sell your data. You've given them rights to analyze your data. You've given them right to turn on your camera, to turn on your microphone. So, and you're just playing a game, right? Now imagine what they're doing if you're doing something else, right? So we've allowed ourselves to be lab rats in that regard, and we got to be smarter lab rats. I mean, we're going to be lab rats at this point anyway. We just got to be smarter lab rats, because you can't get around not loading an app when everything is an app.
It's difficult.
I mean, right now, you can file. Yep.
They make it very
one
difficult.
Quick thing, you know, you just think about this for the old timers. To file an insurance claim, previously somebody had to come out to your house, or you had to go into the office. Right now, I can file an insurance claim on my cell phone with an app and a text.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not speaking because I'm just watching the metaphysics of this. Well, and watching the metaphysics of this.
Yes.
It is absolutely required, you know, for us, for those of us who who can feel a connection with everyone else. It's so important that we in this movement, divine science, unity, any other conscious awareness people, it's time for us to stop being nice and to really speak our mind, speak up. And I'm sorry to say this in this way, and I know a lot of people would have an argument with this, but to speak against it, we can't, because if we don't, we're giving license.
Yes.
We have to stop, and my recent blog, we have to stop tolerating. Now, that doesn't mean we're not kind, and that doesn't mean we don't do things respectfully. But the fact is, we have to stop tolerating the lies. Mm. We have to stop giving license to the lies. And it requires us to actually spend our money in the smart places, because you vote with your money. You're talking about the app with permission, but then the apps that cost you, you know, that cost something, you're voting with that money when you spend your money. It's really incredibly important for us to stand in a truth and demand more.
Yeah.
There's enough of us. We have to demand more. We have to.
You make a great point, because there's a fairly well-known metaphysician on Facebook that has a history in the science of mind world and likes to put out all kinds of crazy shit. And for the long, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, oh, that's just so-and-so. Just ignore him. But the problem is, there's going to be people that can be influenced that won't ignore that, that will take that as a thread towards their overall conspiracy blanket, that will take that seemingly crazy post and turn it into their own little champion, their own little marching orders. And there has always been a perception that if I speak up too loudly and push back, that then I'm seen as the guy that screams and yells and is angry, and we end up, and again, and then you become attacked because you're pushing back against an obvious lie. And I'm with Michelle. I'm done with it. I'm done with that kind of mealy, mousy, oh, I can't hurt anyone's feelings because I'm a religious guy, because I'm a spiritual guy, because I'm a metaphysician, because I got REV in front of my name. now more than ever, I don't think it's so much speaking truth to power as it is just speaking truth. And when we see the lies, being willing to call a lie, being willing to say, that is not the truth as I know it. And
knowing who you are referring to now, thank you.
Yes.
I unsubscribed from that person and unfriended them a long time ago. And yep. That's another way to vote. You know, don't give license. I said to someone a while, stay informed, but don't get caught up in that social rhetoric. Don't do that. Because, I'm unwilling.
There are some of us that have to keep an eye on them, right? There are some people, I'm with you. I unsubscribed as well. I blocked as well at one point. And then at some point I was like, no, I might just be one of those guys that needs to keep an eye on this character and be the voice underneath that says, that's not how it really works. Praying that somebody that might be influenced by their post will see the comments and will recognize, oh, wait, maybe there is another side, and explore what that other side might be.
Well, God bless you. You're more patient than I am.
Well, some days.
And you know, and this is the challenge that true servants, I'm going to put it in that vernacular, whatever kind of servant you are, whether it's a political servant, a religious, spiritual servant, a community servant, somebody has to do the work, right? If we're working in the community and everybody's cutting grass, who's painting the houses? Who's cutting the hedges? Who's clearing the sidewalks, right? And we're not telling everybody to do everything, but we're telling you to do what you can.
Right.
Yeah,
read the labels for medicines. You might even want to stop buying. It's funny. When I get into these conversations, it always happens here, I get so riled up because I realize I have stronger opinions than I allow to be expressed sometimes. And, you know, I'm not a person who thinks that everything about the United States is perfect, that it should only be the United States. But I watch my labels when I buy things. You know, if I see something on an ad I'm interested in that, I write to them. I say, where is it manufactured? And right now, there are many places I will not buy product from, and mainly because we're hungry here. And our own political parties are not taking care of the people. You know, if we took care of the people more, they wouldn't be so much at the mercy of the messages of people like Trump. You know, they're not feeling heard and they're not feeling seen. And that has to be done from the top down. I don't care what party you are, you got to serve the entire country, not just a certain sect of it. And so those who are not feeling heard or served are ripe for his influence. Ripe.
Yeah.
We have to vote. We have to vote our values. We have to read the labels. We have to question the authorities. We have to not believe anything you see on Facebook. Between CGI and just general AI, it's like, oh my God, you don't know what's real. You might not be real. You know.
Wait a minute.
Who am I? Who am I? What am I?
And there we come back to the ultimate question: who am I and why am I here? Exactly. Yes. So,
yes.
Well, we have just about run out of time. And Reverend Michelle, this is another fabulous conversation. Thank you so much for saying yes and joining us this morning. Rev Z and I love chatting together, and we love having people come in and join us. And you provide us with another, there's never one perspective. There's never two perspectives. There's always a countless number of ways we can look at things,
right.
And So, but being able to look at these things in collaboration and share these perspectives, I think is really, really helpful. So again, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Well.
And folks, we'd like to thank you, the viewers, for staying with us this morning as well. And please know we do have a full day of programming ahead coming up in just a few moments. Get Rich 101 with Sekou Wright. Morning prayers are at 8:15, 8:30, the morning sip with Rev Melissa, 9 o'clock, Emma Moreno with Spanish language programming, and 9:30 is our Spanish language prayer time. Later today at 1 p.m., it's the Joy Show with Reverend Barbara Jean all the way from Toronto, Canada. Myself, I'll be back at 5 with the Good News, and Reverend Michael Mangus will be with us at 6 with the Fireside Chat, so plan to join us throughout the day. And of course, you can always catch past episodes of any of our programming over on our YouTube channel. Just do a search on YouTube for at New Thought Media Network, and you'll catch our channel over there. So, all right, gang, before we go, any final thoughts? Anything that didn't get said? Anything that still wants to be said?
No. Question everything.
Yeah,
everybody.
The only thing I would say is, you know, find yourself some reliable sources and utilize them.
Yeah.
We're living in a post-truth world. It makes it a little trickier to find the truth, but it's out there. So seek out the truth, and you'll know it when you read it. You'll know it when you see it.
Thanks. Right. Be well.
Thank you all. We'll see you again next week. Until then, wish you peace and richest blessings. Bye now.
Bye.
And thanks for listening to this week's episode of Ministers Talking. We'll be back again next week with more commentary on current affairs, world events, and any other our ministers want to talk about. And if you found value here, please share our with your friends. Until next time, peace and blessings.